Shvius Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin Kayotzebo Hamasker Bais Lechaveru Ad Hagshomim. If a person rents out his house to his friend and he tells him until the rainfall Ad Shatei Revi Shnia. So obviously what he's referring to is the second rainfall of 23rd of Mar Cheshvan. Similarly, Hamoider Hanome Chaveru Ad Hagshomim. If a person says that he's not going to have any Hanah from his friend, he makes a neder not to have Hanah Ad Hagshomim until the Gshomim. So again, what he means Ad Shatei Revi Shnia means he's not going to have Hanah until the second rainfall, 23rd of Mar Cheshvan. Ad emasay aniyim nichnosim lepardeso. So when can the aniyim also come to the orchards? Ad shatei revishni, until the second rainfall. So what are we referring to here? So the Rav says we can also be referring to Shemitah, and we're referring to Motzei Shemitah, the Shemitah fruits on the eighth year. And the Tver Sol explains it's lav dafka the aniyim, because everybody can have it. It's the Ashirim too. Anybody else can come into the Pardesois on the second rainfall, Mar Cheshvan, after Shemitah. And it's not just referring to Shemitah, but also Leket, Shichucha, and Peah, like the Tver Sol explains in the Rav. And this can even be in the other years of the Shemitah cycle, obviously the first year too, but can be all the time that they can come and get Leket, Shichucha, and Peah. And they can come after the Revi'a Shnia. And like the Tver Sol explains, they don't have to worry about trampling and ruining the Baal Bais' stuff. And the Mefarshim asked, Taisi Santuf Melech HaShlomo, that if you look at Peah, if anyone recalls, in the eighth parak of Peah, the question also there was, Me'emas kol adam utarim beleket. And there it said, Mishayelchu hanemushois. And only those are the older, weaker aniyim. And the only one that was able to go, Mishiterid Revi'ashnia, was Dafka Zesim. Zesim, that's when people can go in. But all other fruits and vegetables by Leket is not Revi'ashnia. So you can look inside them, Lech Shlomo, and Taisis Yontif, Ayin Sham. And finally, Mishnah ends, Me'emas Einanim Vesarfim B'Tevin V'Kashal Shvias. When can a person have Hano and burn Tevin and Kash, hay, straw, Shal Shvias? Only after the second rainfall. So we know, we've said this earlier, that burning things that are chazi to eat, like these things that animals eat them, that you're not allowed to do. You're making them go to waste. The hanah of Shemitah, like we've said, the use has to happen at the same exact time. Ashenkin cooking and burning them, the hanah happens afterwards. That's why you're not allowed to do that. So the Rav here says something different, something interesting. He says that when you keep this around up until a point where in the field it is no longer food, because now it's, I guess, a little more disgusting. It rained on it again. So he says, Lashon of Paka Kedusha Shvias Mimasha Babayas. The Kedusha Shvias falls off. It leaves. It comes off of what's in the house. The straw that's in your house no longer has Kedusha Shvias to it. So Tessa Sentiv gives shot here, because one can ask, although it rained and now it's disgusting, why is it any different than it's no longer found in the field? What's the difference if the animals ate it in the field and it's still in your house, and now you got to take it out of your house and you have to be mavarit? Why is this any different? So now the rain destroyed it. So now it's gone. So it's disgusting, whatever. But it's gone, no different than the animals ate it. So why is that not a problem that we should say that now you have to get rid of what's in your house because it's gone, what's outside? Why is this any different? So the Taisi Santif explains simply that the only reason that what's in your house is still edible is because it's in your house. But had you have taken the food that's in your house that you're watching and put it outside, it would also get disgusting and be ruined from the water. So you're not really holding back anything from the animals anyway. Because the mice, if you bring it outside, it would be destroyed anyway. So therefore, if that's the case, it's different. In the case where we just say where there's nothing left in the field, if you would bring out your food, the animals would be able to eat it. So that's why you have to be mavarit and bring it out and be mafkarit. But in this case, since it's so wet outside and rainy, if you'd bring it out, you still wouldn't be helping the animals. That's the difference. That's what Taisi Santiv explains.